Morality is not properly the doctrine of how we may make ourselves happy, but how we may make ourselves worthy of happiness. In the kingdom of ends, everything has either a price or a dignity. What has a price can be replaced by something else as its equivalent. What, on the other hand, is raised above all price and therefore admits of no equivalent, has a dignity. The reading of all good books is like a conversation with the finest minds of past centuries. From the crooked timber of humanity, a straight board cannot be hewn. Beauty presents an indeterminate concept of understanding, the sublime and indeterminate concept of reason. Mathematics, natural science, laws, arts, even morality, etc., do not completely fill the soul. There is always a space left over reserved for pure and speculative reason, the emptiness of which prompts us to seek in vagaries, buffooneries and mysticism for what seems to be employment and entertainment, but what actually is mere pastime undertaken in order to deaden the troublesome voice of reason, which, in accordance with its nature, requires something that can satisfy it and does not merely subserve other ends or the interests of our inclinations. It is the land of truth, enchanted name, surrounded by a wide and stormy ocean, the true home of illusion, where many a fog bank and ice that soon melts away tempt us to believe in new lands, while constantly deceiving the adventurous mariner with vain hopes and involving him in adventures which he can never leave, yet never bring to an end. Better the whole people perish than that injustice be done. What might be said of things in themselves, separated from all relationship to our senses, remains for us absolutely unknown. Dignity is a value that creates irreplaceability. A categorical imperative would be one which represented an action as objectively necessary in itself, without reference to any other purpose. By a lie, a man throws away, and as it were annihilates, his dignity as a man. Simply to acquiesce in skepticism can never suffice to overcome the restlessness of reason. Only the descent into the hell of self-knowledge can pave the way to godliness. Settle, for sure and universally, what conduct will promote the happiness of a rational being. Nature is beautiful because it looks like art, and art can only be called beautiful if we are conscious of it as art, while yet it looks like nature. Give me matter, and I will build a world out of it. But above all, it will confer an inestimable benefit on morality and religion, by showing that all the objections urged against them may be silenced forever by the Socratic method, that is to say, by proving the ignorance of the objector.